AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, vice chair of the January 6th Select Committee, previews what the panel will present next.
In our next hearing on Thursday, the Select Committee will examine President Trump's relentless effort on January 6th and in the days beforehand to pressure Vice President Pence to refuse to count lawful electoral votes. As a federal judge has indicated, this likely violated two federal criminal statutes.
In a video released by the committee, Cheney says Trump plotted with attorney John Eastman and others to overturn the election. The video included Trump White House advisor Eric Hirschman recalling a conversation he had after the riot in which he told Eastman to hire a good criminal defense attorney because, quote, you're going to need one. Families of the 10 victims and survivors mark the first month since 10 black workers and shoppers were killed in an attack by a white gunman at the Tops Friendly Market in Buffalo, New York. Store worker Fragrance Harris Stanfield says she is determined to return to work once the remodeled store is reopened.
I am not sure how I will feel walking in there or how any of the rest of us will feel, but I want you to know that we are here.
That sound from WKBW. The 18-year-old gunman live-streamed the attack from a helmet camera before surrendering to police outside the grocery store. Some 10,000 visitors have been evacuated from Yellowstone National Park because of heavy damage caused by flooding. Heavy rain and snowmelt causing the Yellowstone River to reach record flood levels, the high water wrecking an entrance roadway and flooding several Montana towns. There are a number of high water rescues, either by rafts or helicopter. It's unclear how many visitors still remain stranded or have been forced to leave Yellowstone, and how many people who live outside the park were rescued and evacuated. The north entrance may be closed all summer. This is AP News. WNBA star Brittany Griner's detention in Russia, which began a week before Russia invaded Ukraine, has been extended for a third time. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Russia's state-run news agency TASS reports Griner will remain in custody through at least July 2nd. She's been held since February after being detained at a Moscow airport after authorities there claimed she was carrying vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. Ned Price at the State Department says Griner should not be detained for a single day longer.
We have characterized Brittany Griner as a wrongful detainee. It's precisely why we are doing everything we can to see and to affect her prompt release from Russian detention.
Griner plays basketball in Russia during the WNBA offseason. The TASS report cited a top Russian diplomat as saying Moscow will not consider including Griner in a detainee swap until a court investigation into her case is completed.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.